I love every one of you unconditionally. All is well. There are no mistakes. Everything is in its right place. Except for Ed. That's a mistake. Even though you realize, or some of you realize, that you are the absolute reality, that you are Brahman, that your real Swarupa is pure awareness, yet you have dry days, or dry days, I mean days that you get up and you feel crummy. You go back to bed. You don't feel like getting up. You have aches and pains in your body. Your mind can't concentrate on anything. As far as meditation is concerned, forget it. As far as practicing Atma Vichara, self-inquiry, you're in no mood for that. You don't feel like doing that. You feel very human, in other words. You feel so much like a human being again. We all feel like this once in a while. How many of us feel like this today? Everybody. What to do? We sit down and say we want to meditate, we cannot meditate. We cannot do anything, we just feel crummy. When this happens to you, do nothing. Do absolutely nothing. But become the witness to what's going on. In other words, sit down in the chair and let whatever happens, happen. Let all the worst feelings take a hold of you. Allow the gloom to set in. But do absolutely nothing. Do not respond to it. This is important to remember. Do not respond to it at all. What you do not respond to becomes weaker and weaker. And it will disappear. But if you respond to your anger, or to your depression, or to your negative situation that you feel, whatever it may be, it will make it stronger and stronger. The more you respond, the more strong it becomes. You know yourself when you get angry over something, and you allow the anger to take over completely, so it controls you. You start shouting at people, you break some dishes, you feel angry all over for no reason, but you're responding to it, you're reacting to it. But you just sit down and become the witness to it, become the observer, and watch, observe, watch the anger. Watch the depression. Watch the gloomy feelings taking over. But do nothing. Do not try to practice self-inquiry this time. It will be useless. Do not attempt to practice meditation. It will be useless. But if you only keep still in your mind, you're not reacting to the situation, a wonderful feeling will come over you. And negative feelings will leave you all by themselves. Truly it works this way. In other words, do not think of an affirmation. Do not consider who to whom does it come. Forget about that for a while. And if you apply to it, just observe it as if it's happening to somebody else. Watch yourself separate from the situation. There's you and there's the situation. As long as you can feel that you're not the situation, the condition, then you're ahead of the game. But if you feel the condition is you, it'll become progressively worse. Observe yourself, watch yourself. If you become very angry, whatever happens doesn't matter. What matters is how you handle the situation. Since your real nature is Brahman, Satchitananda, if you're going to be still enough, Brahman Satchitananda will become strong inside of you and overwhelm you completely with kindness and peace and love and mercy and joy. These feelings will come to you all by themselves. Why? Because it's your true nature. This is what the universe consists of. Brahman. The whole universe is Brahman. Kindness. Love. Peace. Joy. And if you become still, you're tuning into the universe, aren't you? You're actually tuning into the universe of Brahman. Everything is Brahman, so are you. So where's the anger? Where's the depression? They're gone. Disappeared. They no longer have control over you. Ponder this. You are always the Holy One. You are Krishna, you are Shiva. You are Buddha. There's never any suffering for Shiva, Buddha, or Krishna. They can't suffer. They're all pervading. Infinite like the sky. So who suffers? The ego. You believe you're the ego. The ego gets hurt. The ego is in pain. The ego wants revenge. The ego wants to be boisterous. So trouble. So where's the ego? If you can become still enough, quiet enough, there'll be no place for you to have its problems, to have trouble. The ego will not be able to do anything for you, or to you. For in the silence and the stillness, there's only Brahman. And speaking of Krishna, today is Krishna's birthday. Happy birthday, Krishna. Wish him all the best. In reality, everything's always okay. In reality, all is well all the time. In the real world, all is well. All the time. But yet, there's only the real world. Who told you there's anything else? There's only the universe of pure awareness. Pure awareness is all there is, there's nothing else. Never allow any condition to get the better of you. You know, beyond conditioning. You know, beyond nature. Beyond what appears to be your body. You are like the ocean. Always the same. Bubbles, waves, eddies appear and disappear in the ocean. But you always remain the same. You're like the ocean. And the bubbles and waves and eddies are like your problems, like life in front of you. They come and go, they change constantly, consistently. Everything changes on the surface of the ocean. Bubbles appear and disappear. But you never change, you're always the same. Identify with the ocean. You are like boundless space. Boundless space. There are planets in boundless space, suns, universes, bodies. Everything's hanging in boundless space. Everything hangs in space. Everything changes. And they're the same. Like your affair, they keep changing, changing, changing. Your body keeps changing, changing, changing. Your body becomes older and older and older. So it'll fall away. Then a new body takes its place. That body falls away, a new body takes its place. All this happens in boundless space. But you're not the body that keeps changing, you're the boundless space. You're the substratum of all existence. If you understand what I'm talking about, how can you worry about anything? How can you have a problem? How can anything be wrong? You'll only find a problem, something wrong, when you believe you're not bound to space, you're not the ocean. But you're the images. When you believe in the images, you have a problem. Because the image is always fighting, sticking up for its rights, trying to change itself and others. But you're not that at all. You're up out in space. You're like a tree. A tree gives shelter to people. The leaves change, the leaves come, the leaves go, but you're not the leaves, you're the tree. You're like the tree, never changing. You're like the screen in the cinema. It's always covered with images. Images change constantly. You hear the image? It changes? No, you are the screen. Without the screen, there wouldn't be any images. Images may be all kinds of things happening. People are dying, people are born, people get married. All sorts of things happen in the images. But you're not the image. You're the screen. You are Brahman. The ultimate reality. the ultimate oneness. We know you are all as well as you. When you stick to your guns and remember we are all the time, you'll never have any problems. How can Brahman have a problem? And since your divine nature is all-pervading, omnipresent, there's no place where Brahman is not, there's no place where you are not. You're everywhere. Everywhere. Be aware of these things, always. Open yourself up to reality by becoming still, quiet. And that's how you use too many words to find yourself. Words come and words go. But the silence is forever. You have to catch yourself. Catch yourself worrying, thinking, being depressed, angry, upset. Catch yourself. Don't go along with it, but catch yourself. Be kind to yourself. Learn to love yourself. And this way you love others. Love is only an image of yourself. There's one self. That self is you and everybody else. There's only one. There may be an appearance like in this room, there are 30 people or so. We think we're different from each other. But we're not. We are one. And why does it look like there's many? Because we're dreaming a mortal dream. When you dream at night, you dream of one, you dream of many. You dream of many. And you dream of many people, many situations, many conditioning. But you're the one dreaming, so you're the one that's dreaming of these things. It's all coming out of your mind. You're the dreamer. What comes out of you? You create a dream. And so there's this dream here. You're now dreaming that there are others. And you're one of them. So if you believe there are others and you're one of them, you're going to have a lot of problems with people. Because people don't do what you want, you'll become angry at them, you'll be upset. But when you know the truth, of oneness, all of the feelings leave you, the feelings go away. As long as you identify with the world and people, there will be a problem to resolve. There will be a situation to change. There will be something happening that you have to fix. Remedy. Take care. When you get to understand that you're the dreamer, dreaming about this whole universe, and everybody in it, you laugh at yourself. You become very happy. What can disturb you then? So the choice is yours. choice is always yours. Even though anything is preordained, predestined, you still have the choice to make the decision. Or to react to the world or not to. Whether you go deep within yourself and become free and liberated, or to follow the world and suffer. This is the choice you have. This is the only freedom you have, everything else is preordained. Predestined. So what are you doing with your freedom? Are you allowing the conditioning of this world to cause you to react to it a certain way? Are you looking at everything and laughing and saying, nothing, nothing, not this, not this? Becoming still and saying who you are, knowing yourself as pure consciousness. Of course, if you want to, but you have to get up again later. The same thing will happen, so you might as well get confronted. Confront yourself all the time. Sit down in the chair. Just watch everything happening to you. Watch all the feelings caving in on you. Observe everything happening to you. And then react to it. Remember all the power on your side. The whole universe is on your side. You have nothing to lose, anything to gain.
If you go back to bed, you're doing what you're supposed to do. If everything is unfolding as it
should. Well, of course, you want to look at it like that. You go back to bed, of course. But you have the choice, remember. Whether to react or not to react to a situation, to a condition. Is the only choice you've got.
Isn't going back to bed living in the now, if that's really your inclination?
Well, yes and no. Yes, it's living in the now because it's your inclination, as you say. But no, because you have a choice. Whether you're going to give into it or not. So by the very choice you make, action will follow the choice. You go back to bed and go to sleep and you wake up. You have not confronted those feelings. They're still inside someplace. They're in abeyance, perhaps. But it's still inside of you. And you have to confront them again sometime. So the wise students confront them immediately. This is getting a chance to go into abeyance. It follows them up. And gets rid of them once and for all. If you go to sleep, they'll come up again sometime. By going to sleep, you're not getting rid of them. You're not rid yourself of them. You just put them away for a while. You have to confront them. And realize you are the power, not them. Sooner or later, you'll have to do that. You fall asleep.
Well, if you didn't, what
you're
doing, say, who feels like not giving out
from under the covers? You can do that if you like. But there'll be a tendency to go to sleep. And you have to get up sometime. The best place to confront them easily. That's the best thing to do. Look at them and realize that they have no power at all over you. And face them. And laugh at them. Go away.
Now, when you say that we always have the choice not to react, who makes the choice?
You do. There's no one but you. You make a choice, you make everything. It's all your game. You're playing the game of yourself. You make a choice to do what you have to do. To be or not to be. Where else will the choice come from? There's no God outside of you who makes a choice for you. It's only you. You have the freedom to make a choice yourself.
So it's not coming from an idea of I should make this choice rather than that choice.
No. It's coming from any idea whatsoever. It's just there.
In other words, when the ability to not react to the circumstances is there, that's the choice being made.
That's the choice you make, exactly.
And what about when the ability isn't there, and you do react?
Yeah, I mean,
it's always there, and we just don't notice it?
There'll be a time when the choice will be available again for you. The choice is always available. Mm-hmm.
So we don't see that all the time.
Yes.
So there is a choice always there, but a lot of times we don't acknowledge it.
Indeed. Yes.
So it appears that we don't have the choice.
Yes.
It's not necessary to react.
It's not necessary to react.
Yeah, it's never necessary, but we continue to believe that it is. That it's the
of course,
it
yes.
With respect inside the reaction.
Indeed.
How do you foster the awareness of having a choice? Because like when you're stuck in reaction, you don't even consider, it's not even like really a consideration, mm-hmm. You're just in the reaction and it's not really a possibility.
Yes, of course. By watching yourself again and again. But keep watching yourself. Maybe this thing didn't work. You get caught up in it. But there's an idea someplace in the back of you, you have a choice. And the next time it happens, you'll have a greater choice to do it. The choice will become greater and greater until you finally make the right choice. Then all suffering will stop.
It's almost like hypnosis. When you're in reaction, you're hypnotized to the fact that there is a choice.
You can say that. Whatever.
The experience of it is like that, because it's just, there's not, even if I say to myself, I'm going to not react to the circumstances, a lot of times that thought is an effortive position, kind of like taking a position.
Yes.
In response to the circumstances, and if I'm using effort in responding to the circumstances, I'm still being controlled by it,
True.
Whether
true.
It's a mind state or a body state or
yes.
World state.
The choice is not to take any action whatsoever. The choice is to become still and quiet.
But that's not, it's almost like that's, usually when that happens it's a spontaneous arising. It doesn't even, I don't even have the thought I'm not going to react. It's just like, I don't react.
When practice is true, when you practice it, that happens, yes, spontaneous. Yeah. In the beginning it seems to overwhelm you. Negative feelings, negative conditions overwhelm you. But as you keep taking charge of yourself, and you know you have a choice, the day comes when you make the right choice. Mm-hmm. It'll happen by itself, it's all spontaneity.
Yeah, so I always used to get caught on that one point where I couldn't see who, if there was going to be somebody not reacting, then there's still an ego there trying to manipulate the situation. But it's not about taking one side or the other, it's just about not having any part in the whole thing.
Indeed. My friend.
Yesterday, I was sitting in the car, and I started to talk to you, so to speak.
Talking to yourself again, huh?
Yeah. I was actually shouting at you sometimes, so to speak. Something too clear and forceful, and I don't know how good I can duplicate it. And I saw that the so-called ultimate reality and what's sometimes called pure awareness is no different from the ordinary run-of-the-mill awareness that's every day. And I'm not talking about an awareness that I don't know, but the one that I do know, like I'm aware that I'm talking now, I'm aware that I'm seeing to you, because awareness doesn't have any grades, it doesn't have any level. There's only awareness, there's nothing in it that's, there's no holy awareness or ordinary awareness, there's only ordinary awareness. So the ordinary awareness that is every day, that's exactly the same as the pure awareness.
This is quite true. This is quite true. Very true.
There's nothing to do.
Awareness is awareness.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do, it's here all the time.
Exactly. There's only one awareness, not two or three. So no. The awareness, there's no ordinary awareness, there's only awareness.
And there's no way to get to and there's nothing to achieve.
Exactly. Now you've got it.
Now I've got to get rid of is the ego that I think still exists. Because that still exists to me as clear as anything. At least that's how it seems to me. I still seem to have an ego in a vanity like 10-month males or more.
Observe yourself using the ego, observe yourself as an ego. I see there's no ego, no one's an ego. To whom is there an ego? Ask yourself. Who thinks there's got an ego? I see you have no ego. But you're on the right track. That's good.